Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. And thank you so much for tuning us in. I have some interesting information today I think you might be interested in. And so stay tuned, and we'll get right to it. And I don't have a guest, so you're welcome to call in. And the call-in number, of course, is 599-5555. So, let's talk, call it Ed's Talk, and we can talk about oral health and systemic health or general health, and just visit with something that's been on your mind about oral health, or you may have a question that you want clarification, some kind of problem that you've been dealing with. And then, of course, I have a podcast, I had this over 7 years archived. It's a lot of interesting subjects, a lot of interesting guests, and that's a free podcast, and that address is Staffel, S-T-A-F-F-E-L, D-D-S, .podomatic.com, and you can pull up about over 7 years of archived programs. Then I have an internet site, website, sanantoniodentist.net. We're in the process of rebuilding this, and it's going to be really informative when we get this finished. It's taking multiple months, but we're doing it right, and it's going to be very helpful to getting information out that you would like to get information for about your oral health and how it impacts everything. Excuse me. So this show is my way of, like Randy Adams, who was just on, this is our way of giving back to the public. And so today I want to take your questions or comments or just talk about oral health and the connections to general health. And we've got a caller already. Ruben, how are you?
Yeah, well, very blessed, sir. This is the first time I called, first time I hear your show.
Yes, sir.
A member from a church member told me about you.
Yes, sir.
And we were discussing some stuff the other day. I'm retired, sir. I'm about 67 years old. I've been brushing my teeth with baking soda.
Yes, sir.
But somebody made a comment that baking soda might have some kind of chemical. Is bad for you or maybe an additive?
No. No. And in fact, baking soda, you can buy that like Arm & Hammer baking soda, toothpaste over in the grocery store or in the drugstore as well. And you can also make your own by taking baking soda and taking a little bit of hydrogen peroxide and adding it on. That's one of the best brushes or best dentifrices, toothpaste that you can have. Now, possibly what is being referred to, if you're using a stiff brush, the mechanical action of the brush can wear away the tooth structure. And but as far as the abrasiveness of the baking soda, it's not abrasive, and it's very helpful. It's an excellent dentifrice, and it's very cheap as well. So, and of course, you don't want to forget the flossing. The flossing, when you brush, you're eliminating about 40% of the plaque. And so
Yes, sir. The
rest of the time, you need to really get after the plaque that's in between the teeth. And that's just with the floss and thread. And
Yes, sir. They've
got that designed real nicely with these. It's a Teflon tape. It moves. It's easily manipulated. So in answer to your question, baking soda is excellent. And by the time you get it in your mouth, it's really dissolved, but it does not have much abrasiveness at all. You just want to make sure that you're using it with a soft brush. You want to be sure that you're brushing half on your teeth and half on your gums and not just skipping over your gums and just not brushing the teeth. And if you really want to be efficient, you want to spend about 5 minutes or more brushing. And the reason for this is, a very large study of over 5,000 people over 17 years, it was reported in the Journal of Aging in 2011, showed that they followed these people for 17 years.
Yes, sir.
And they found that the people in the study that brush their teeth at night would live on average 20% longer than the others who did not, that were in the study.
Really?
If they brushed their teeth and flossed, the longevity went up more than 20%. It was more closer to 30%. That is every night. Now, the key was every night. And then if those in the study that brushed and flossed and saw their dentist twice a year, they lived on average close to 30% longer. So those are stunning statistics that you can do something like that without spending a lot of any money, hardly.
Right.
A toothbrush, what does that cost? And you don't want to use a tooth. If you're using a hand brush, toothbrush, you want to change it every month because those bristles wear out pretty fast. If you're using a power brush and you've got Sonicare and Oral-B, they work both very well. We've been using the Sonicare ever since it came out. It's an excellent instrument. And you want to make sure when you see those bristles starting to fray and flare out, you want to get rid of it because it's not doing the job. So the key thing is you can prolong your life, and that's done with a very careful study by just spending your time carefully. Like 5 minutes is you want to take your time and spend at least 5 minutes making sure that you care for all of, or clean all these teeth, because there's another factor. Your teeth are designed to last you 84 or 80 plus years.
Yeah, 80, that's what I heard.
80 plus years. And so they need help to do this because they can't repair themselves and they can't clean themselves. So that's where your effectiveness on your home care comes in. So does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. On that study, what kind of toothpaste did you use with baking soda?
Didn't matter.
Or can it just doesn't matter?
It does not matter. It's the physical removal. It's the physical brushing removal of the plaque in with the floss and with the brush. You don't even have to use any paste of any kind, and to get the plaque off. And then, of course, to get these deposits, these we call them concretions or tartar, you need to see a hygienist to get that removed, because that can be very damaging and keep you from really getting those surfaces clean. So it goes hand in hand. And by doing that, by prolonging dentistry and putting it off, it gets very expensive. By seeing a dentist on a regular basis and paying attention to your teeth, and I know how it is when you're in the evening and your day's end and you've been doing something comfortable, you want to skip doing your teeth. That's the wrong thing to do. You just have to make it just put it in your head, you're going to live longer by brushing your teeth at night and flossing at night. And that's a pretty good attention getter.
Now, the brushing 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, that's all you need?
Well, actually, the study was just at night.
At night.
But yes, if you can do it morning and night, that's even better. And just nothing more than rinsing your teeth with water is very helpful after you've eaten, just to get the food particles out. Then, of course, there are other elements of cleansing. There's things like the water pick, which is a little water brush. There's an air flosser, which shoots a stream of water and air in between the teeth. There are these other devices that help, but those are extra, that you really don't need those if you don't want to use those. Just paying careful attention and detail to brushing and flossing and seeing your dentist at least twice a year it's going to pay off huge dividends. And keeping those teeth, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a tooth. We have wonderful technology with implants and bridges and all kinds of technology now, but we still we don't have anything that can come close to a natural tooth with its nerve tissue, with its own nerve tissue and blood vessel tissue. There's nothing that we can do that can duplicate the value of that tooth and its function.
Mm-hmm. Would you recommend a power brush with it? What brand would you recommend?
I love the Sonicare, and I've been using it ever since it came out. It was invented by the University of Washington, oh gosh, a long time ago, and they've improved it. I think it's been sold out to Philips now, and it works very well. It's very reliable. It holds up well, and it cleans quite well. Once you use it, you'll notice the difference in the cleanliness. And it's not that it does so much a better job than with a hand brush. It's just that it is more convenient.
Yes, sir.
You just put it on the gums, and half on the tooth and half on the gum, and turn it on, and it just goes away. And it just eliminates that extra effort that you have to use when you're brushing by hand. But hand brushing is still, and flossing is still as good as anything. But the Sonicare, and you can buy them, oh, they've dropped the prices way down. You can buy them all the way up to $200 on down. I see some of them at some of the department stores for like $30. And they essentially the same thing. They just have a lot of, they put a lot of fancy bells and whistles on them. And you'll buy one, or they have them on for sale for almost $200, but then they have them also the same basic function for about $30. So it's and they last a long time. The batteries hold up well. The brushes hold up well. So that's one of the best, and they don't hurt the teeth, and they don't hurt the gums. They've designed those bristles very, very well.
Very well. So you recommend a $38 brush, power brush.
Yeah. And they and then they put them on sale all the time, so it's a whale of a deal.
It is. For $30, you know, save your teeth for 10 years, 20 years, it's worth it. Besides, you know,
That's right. If you can stop if you can stop gum disease, or if you can stop a cavity, that's a bargain.
Yeah, for that $30, I'll go a long way for,
That's right.
It does. You know, you'd be highly recommended by church members. The one in the church I visited the other day in Houston, in Houston also. I came down here, and, I moved down here. I just retired. So I met this member, church member, and said, "Won't you listen to his, matter of fact, it was this morning." Said, "You know what? I'm going to write down this." Phone number. She gave me the phone number at the time and the station, and here we're talking about this, all this. And, I've been brushing with the baking soda, toothpaste.
Yes.
But you say I can brush it with something else instead of a toothpaste, bitter?
All you need to do is to add, to make it even better, is to add a few drops of hydrogen peroxide, which you can buy at the drugstore and the grocery store. Keep the lid on tight. Hydrogen peroxide is an amazing substance. It's a great mouthwash. It's very antibacterial, kills the bacteria. It's just a marvelous material, and it's cheap. And you just add a little bit to the baking soda, and you've got a really a powerhouse of a dentifrice.
And it
works great. It's, of course, it'll fuzz up, but that's fine. And you just have to adjust to the flavor, because there's no flavor. And toothpastes.
That's good.
Yeah, toothpastes are essentially, they're all made out of a detergent. A sodium lauryl sulfate is what most of them are made of. And that detergent, they put some abrasive in it, they put some flavoring in it, and then they put a lot of advertising in it. So that's essentially what you're buying when you buy a toothpaste is an advertising.
And everything else, and it's the result.
When you buy a toothpaste, you're essentially buying an advertising package.
There you go. The package looks real nice, real pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I might try this. It looks real nice, real pretty. I'm going to think to my wife, oh, she's going to love it. Buy this one, honey, because it looks real nice. It smells good, and at about the whole dollar, $2 or more.
Sure.
In that same container where a plain, you know, real grow. Now, I'm 67, sir. So, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with a commercial toothpaste. It encourages a person to brush. There's nothing wrong with it. There are no downsides. It's just you're paying, you don't have to use much of it. That's one thing. You just have to use a large pea-sized amount. You don't have to put a whole bunch on your, and then the best kind is on sale. Best kind.
Especially that's in a price. You can't go wrong for it.
Yeah, because they've gotten pretty expensive.
Oh, yes, like everything else.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your time, sir, and I'll be listening to you next week again. It seems like, you know, I must tell my church members to listen to you. If they have any questions, I'm going to give them their phone number like my church member told me the other day.
And, all right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Ruben.
Do you have an office here in San Antonio? Or?
Yes, sir, I sure do. The number is 341-2569.
Okay, I got it. I wrote it down.
All right. Thank you.
I'll give you a call, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Now, you're doing a great job, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go to Evan. Evan, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Is this Randy Adams?
No, you missed him. He's already gone.
That's what I thought. I'm like, man, he covers a lot of bases.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, I appreciate that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you for thinking of us anyway.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me go next to Thomas. Thomas, how are you?
Dr. Stoffel, thank you for taking me.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for spending your Sunday like this.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I love it.
I've listened to you a long time. I was curious about this, about the wheat.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with a Dr. Stephen Gundry?
No, I am not. Tell me about him.
Well, this guy kind of blew my mind. I mean, he's got tremendous credentials.
Did you find him on the internet?
Yeah, started off. He's got two books out now.
Okay.
But, are you familiar with what they call lectins?
Oh, yes, yes. Now, I had someone, in fact, one of my sons was telling me about him. I think he ran into it because he focuses on leptin and as far as weight gain.
Well, this guy claims the lectins are put out by your plants to keep insects from eating them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty radical because, according to him, the lectins have something to do with the way when you eat food and goes to your intestine, mm-hmm. well, that penetrates that intestine wall, the lectins, and goes right to your bloodstream, which is, he claims, causes a lot of your autoimmune diseases.
Yes, I'm not familiar with that. I've heard that one reference about him, and my son was reading about it on the internet, but I really don't know anything about him. I think he was selling a product too. He had a particular product that he was selling as well. But I can't help you with that.
You can't eat any nightshade no tomatoes.
Yeah,
no
tomatoes, and let's see, what else?
No grains.
Yeah, no beans.
No beans. You can't eat beans if you soak them. If you soak them in baking soda and cook them in a pressure cooker, you can eat them. No rice.
Yeah, I'll have to pass on all that.
But anyway, I thought about you right away because...
Well, I appreciate that.
I thought, man, I've been trying to prove this guy wrong, to be honest with you, but... Anyway,
I don't know anything about that. Now, I do know, I have read the book by Dr. Perlmutter, and he's a neurologist, an MD, and he's world-renowned, and he really, his book is on wheat and how damaging the modern strains of wheat are, but that's where he goes.
Right.
And that's Dr. Perlmutter, and his book is Brain Maker, and trying to keep people out of Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Okay. In a moment, I want to talk to you about teeth whitening techniques. And we have Mother's Day coming up. We have graduations, and young people love white teeth and great-looking smiles more than ever. Gee whiz, they love their smiles and white teeth. And then, of course, we have weddings coming up. This is in May and June. This is a real active month. So there's Mother's Day, there's graduations, there's weddings. And then you have so many of the older generation of newscasters. I don't know if you've been looking at the news people, but they have been getting their teeth fixed and whitened constantly. Every time it seems like they're all going this route. So it's just something, the main thing it does, it takes like 10 years, maybe more, off of a person's appearance when you have teeth that are not chipped or cracked or malaligned or darkened, because your teeth are going to darken with age. It's just a normal process of aging. And that doesn't have to be. So we're going to talk in a little bit about teeth whitening techniques and give you some clarification and costs and the different techniques that you can use to whiten your teeth, and covering everything from over-the-counter products to in dental offices and things that you buy on the internet and so on. We'll cover all that. But first, I want you to think about something. I want to ask you a question. Have you been diagnosed with gum disease, gum infection, gum inflammation, and infected teeth, or failing root canals, or even periodontal disease, which affects the bone housing of your teeth? Now, there's a difference between periodontal disease and gingivitis. Gingivitis is a reversible thing. Periodontal disease is, gingivitis is inflammation of the gums. When your gums bleed and you have small pocket depths like a millimeter over the accepted 3 millimeters, but you have bleeding points. But then when you get into periodontal disease, you start getting into bone loss, and that's affecting the housing of the teeth, and that's a whole different thing. So if you have been diagnosed with this, the question is, are you holding on to these infections and inflammation problems in your mouth? And for what reasons are you holding on to them? And you have to relieve the toxins produced by all this as it spreads throughout your body, because these bacteria and toxins are racing through your body. It takes a minute for the blood to course through your whole body, all of your 50 or 60,000 miles of blood vessels, and it makes a cycle in a minute, so it's really moving fast, you can imagine. And you've got these toxins and bacteria, some of them very pathogenic, that are bathing your eyes and your brain and your heart and your kidneys and your liver and your different organs. So my encouragement is, don't run away from these problems. Do something about it. Do something about it right now. You want to focus on emptying out all that infection with a dentist's help. And don't let these toxins poison your health. Release these toxins. Release this infection and let us help you. And we can help you in the office, my office, the office of Dr. Staffel and McLinn. Our number is 210-341-2569. And I know how easy it is in our busy schedules. We put off attending to these problems. And for some reason, we'll hang on to these infections. We'll hang on to these inflammation areas. We'll hang on to these infected teeth. And so you have to ask yourself, why do you hang on to these things? you can release that. When you hold on to an infection and toxin, you can't reach your true healthy potential. Because oral health, if you think about it, when you have infection in these infected teeth and gums, it's going right back to your, straight back to your eyes, straight through the ears, straight back into the brain, and then it's cycling around into your lungs and your heart, so, and throughout the rest of your body, and creating havoc with your body, and your immune system's trying everything to hold everything intact and keep everything from getting out of hand. And this is why you want to think about, why are you holding on to these problems? If you've had these diagnosed, or if you feel like you have a tooth that hurts when you know you've got a problem, is you've been told by your dentist or hygienist that you have an infected problem, an infection or inflammation. When you hold on to infection and toxins, you just can't reach your true health potential. And it poisons your life and your body and your whole health. But now you'll say, Dr. Staffel, I have this fear. I have this anxiety. I have this PTSD about dental treatment. This is a common problem that we see. And that's why I advertise for people who have anxiety, who have fear about dental treatment. We even have some people who come in who have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, from some kind of dental trauma that they've had in the past, or maybe from some other reasons. And we've had some significant cases where we've been able to, with the help of another therapist, take these PTSD problems away, and we can treat the fear and anxiety that people have about dental treatment so well. And that's one of the reasons I advertise for this segment of the people. I've done this for years. So let me tell you about my dental office. It's dedicated to delivering the most comfortable, the most pain-free dental treatment, the most anxiety and fear-free dental experience available anywhere. And we do this with the different components. NuCom is number one. Just about everybody that's in for dental treatment is going to have the NuCom system placed. It's the only patented system that relieves anxiety, and it's an anxiety remediation system. I've been using it for over a decade. I've placed more applications on more people than anybody in the planet. So I have a lot of experience with the NuCom system. And then we have nitrous oxide. Now, nitrous oxide is just a wonderful adjunct. Nitrous oxide is what they call laughing gas. It's been around since before 1850, even before 1850. And nitrous oxide is a very, very helpful anxiety remission. And then to couple it up with the NuCom, it just becomes outstandingly, it just one of the most wonderful things for people to utilize that they can have when they're dealing with their dental anxiety or their dental fear. And then, of course, we have pharmaceuticals, and these pharmaceuticals will eliminate the fear. And we use that with the NuCom and the nitrous oxide and the pharmaceuticals. And it is when we have people that just have tremendous fear. I mean, they can't even hardly get through the dental office door because they've had so much trauma, dental trauma in the past. And they've been carrying this around for years and years and allowing their health to deteriorate, allowing their oral health to deteriorate. So this, I just want to urge you to don't let these problems, don't run away from these problems. Do something about it right now and call our office, Dr. Staffel and McLinn. Call our office Monday. And the number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And we will show you and treat you without any fear, without any anxiety, without any shame. It's just a marvelous way to have dental treatment. And we go out of our way to make sure that you're comfortable the whole time. We frequently hear from so many people, especially our new patients that come in, y'all are the most caring office that we have ever been to. And we do. All of our team is geared to giving you a caring treatment. And the technology that we have, oh my gosh, we've got the latest technology. We continually add on. We just reworked a lot of the office and adding on new technology. And it's such a marvelous, marvelous place. And we just want to encourage you to don't run away from your fears. Don't run away from your infected teeth, your infected gums. Give us a call. It's Dr. Staffel and McLinn. Our number is 210-341-2569. The end result, it's an experience of dental treatment like no other. Give us a call Monday and talk to Priscilla or Beth and be prepared to leave your bad dental experiences behind as you enter our no-pain zone at Dr. Staffel and McLinn. And the number again is 210-341-2569. Empty out these impurities. Don't hang on to them, and don't let anxiety, fear, and shame be the uninvited guests in your lives. It's easy to let them be your constant companions in this dental office. But in our office, Dr. Staffel and McLinn, they are not allowed. The NuCom is a very high-tech, patented neuroacoustic system of anxiety elimination. You have to try it to believe it. 95% of our patients use it and just love it. Now then, we're going to talk about the most requested cosmetic procedure in dentistry, and that's tooth whitening. Or take 10 years off your appearance, typically. Now, to understand how teeth whitening works, one must first understand not only the anatomy of the tooth, but also the biology of tooth color and how it's determined genetically. Some people are just born with darker teeth. And the parts of the tooth that are responsible for its color and the issue of stains and how they affect the color of teeth. So we're going to discuss all of this, the biology of tooth color, how it's determined genetically, the parts of the tooth that are responsible for its color, and the issue of stains and how they affect the color of teeth. So I'll talk about the chemistry of hydrogen peroxide and explain the factors that influence whitening and the whitening methods currently available. So, color comes from genetics, environmental factors, and one's ability to keep the mouth clean and healthy. Simple enough. Stains on the outside of the teeth are a result of stain molecules attaching to the sticky layer of the bacterial biofilm on the tooth, and relatively easy to remove because they're on the outside of the tooth. And when you brush your teeth and floss your teeth, and you do that very efficiently, like we were describing to the caller earlier, you're going to remove all those molecules of sticky layer of bacterial biofilm, and your teeth are going to be brighter, and they're going to stay brighter. And the amount of staining is going to depend on the patient's level of personal home care as well as lifestyle and diet. So inside the stains, inside the tooth, stains are more difficult to remove because they're inside the tooth. Now, we're first talking about the outside stains, which are stains that stick to the sticky biofilm. Brushing real efficiently, flossing real efficiently is going to eliminate that. So inside the tooth stains, they're more difficult to remove because they're inside the tooth. And these stains are caused by genetics, aging, trauma, medication, environment, and systemic conditions. The most common change in tooth color is the result of aging, and that's easy to reverse. Aging by whitening the teeth, you're going to take off typically for the older patients 10 years. It's amazing what it does. Medications taken during tooth formation can cause internal staining effects. We all know about tetracycline and how disastrous it was in the 60s with the young people. There was a whole generation who were given tetracycline because it was such a wonderful antibiotic at that time in the 60s, taking the place of penicillin. But there was a terrible price in the staining of the teeth that occurred because tetracycline, if taken before the tooth has erupted, is going to stain that tooth in a very unattractive and hideous way almost. So a tooth is, in its design, it allows bleaching agents such as hydrogen peroxide to penetrate the tooth structure within 15 minutes. Now that's a real good thing to know, that hydrogen peroxide can get into the tooth structure within 15 minutes. Whitening products contain either hydrogen peroxide or carbamine or carbamide peroxide, which breaks down into hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide needs to be manufactured in a stable formula, though, and kept in a hermetically sealed system to prevent decomposition. So the hydrogen peroxide that you buy in a bottle from the drugstore or the pharmacy is not going to be of much value as far as whitening your teeth. It has to be in a different form, and we're going to cover that in detail. So whitening with carbamine peroxide is less effective than hydrogen peroxide because it breaks down slower and it has a lower concentration of hydrogen peroxide. It also, in the decomposition, can cause temporary gum irritation, and people have had a lot of experience with that in the other products in the earlier years of the whitening agents. We had some real problems with sensitivity of the teeth, but now innovative manufacturers have moved away from the carbamine peroxide formulations, and they're focusing more on building stable hydrogen peroxide systems with hermetically sealed delivery systems. So this is the good news for the patient. Manufacturers have taken and moved away from these formulations that cause so much sensitivity. It is totally different now, or can be totally different, with as far as sensitivity of the teeth. Now, factors that influence whitening, there are two primary factors that influence whitening. They're contact time, and there's also the concentration of hydrogen peroxide. The effect of the whitening gel is directly related to the amount of exposure time. And this is key. So when you go to the store and you're going to buy an over-the-counter product, you're not going to get much effect generally with a product like that because it's not going to be a concentration that's of value to you. And also you're not going to be able to keep it on the tooth, which is so terribly important because the concentration of the hydrogen peroxide and the effect of the whitening gel has to be on the tooth for a certain amount of time. So the longer teeth are exposed to the whitening solution and the higher the concentration of the whitening gel, the greater change in the color of teeth. However, too high a concentration of hydrogen peroxide and too much exposure under high heat will cause sensitivity, and it can cause a lot of sensitivity. There are several key factors in the impact with the speed and efficiency for the whitening process without sensitivity. There's pH, there's temperature, there's environment, there's method of delivery. And so, the longer the teeth are exposed to the whitening solution, and the higher the concentration of the whitening gel, the greater the change in the color of the teeth. Now, the pH. The optimum pH is very alkaline. But when the hydrogen peroxide is in the tube, it's acid. So this is where a dual-barrel syringe system allows for the hydrogen peroxide action and a pH raiser that is a solution that's in the separate barrel from the hydrogen peroxide to raise the pH, because the pH needs to be effective. It's got to be around 10.8. And this allows the dual system, the hydrogen peroxide, to be delivered at the same time of excretion. That is, when you place and squeeze it out and put it in the tray, the optimum pH is very alkaline, and this dual barrel syringe allows to take and move that acid hydrogen peroxide to a alkaline pH at the time of the extrusion. So this dual barrel approach is very, very important. Then temperature accelerates the reaction rate. For every 10 degrees Celsius, the temperature increases, the rate of chemical reaction is doubled. So temperature is very helpful. And then there's environment. A sealed environment is with the dentist-administered tray and gel. This closed system keeps enzymes that are in saliva from interfering with the whitening. And this sealed environment is done with a tray that fits real snugly and keeps that gel on the tooth for the required amount of time and in the concentration, as well as keeping the enzymes in the saliva away from the material of diluting and deactivating the whitening material. So the other thing is the method of delivery. New formulations known as peroxidone have improved the adhesive qualities of the gels, which bind the hydrogen peroxide to the surface of the tooth. This improves contact time of the active ingredient and lowers the likelihood of sensitivity as the gel stays on the tooth and away from the soft tissue. So what are the whitening options? According to the American Dental Association, you have the in-office, you have the take-home, and you have the over-the-counter, and then you have others. In-office, you get the highest concentration and heat, and it's professionally handled and gets the best results. It's combined with a take-home system. So in office, you have the quickest shade changes within 1 hour. Whitening lights in 3 or 4 sessions, 16-minute sessions, are what work beautifully as far as increasing the activity of the whitening gel. Other in-office techniques are in-office, so the quickest of several shade is the quickest of the several shade changes. And then other in-office technique is where the patients with higher concentration gels plus custom whitening trays with no light or heat, these have higher concentrations than those used at home. This whitening is less efficient. Now, what that is, you can have these custom trays made, and you don't have a light, and it works. It's not as efficient as with the light, and that's in-office technique. Now, over-the-counter, it's available nearly everywhere. You can purchase them without a dental exam. They come in strips, in wraps, in boil-and-bite trays, in paint-on form, with very inconsistent results. And some statements about their effectiveness, it boils down to the old adage, buyer beware, because over-the-counter, you're not going to get the situation of having the material on the tooth long enough in a sealed environment and with the concentration necessary and with a dual tube distribution or extrusion. So you can use those, but you're not going to get a very effective result. And you're probably, because these things can get pretty expensive over the counter, you spend a lot of money and not have the effect you want, whereas you can go to a dentist and have optimum effect and optimum evaluation, and you can have it designed by a professional. You can have the trays where you can take home, because there's another factor involved here. Whenever you get your whitening, it'll start regressing in as little as 7 days, and that's why touch-up trays are very helpful. And to having these little trays on hand, they're flexible trays that hold the material, and just putting them on once a month is very, very helpful as a touch-up, putting the hydrogen peroxide into the tray, wearing it for 30 minutes, will keep the teeth white, because if you don't, anything that stains a white shirt is going to stain your teeth and cause the tooth to change. So you got to keep that in mind. Once you whiten your teeth, you want to be able to have a system that you can touch up these teeth, and that's where the trays and the touch-up trays are so valuable. Presence of lights and are going to facilitate a closed system. And that's, with a mouthpiece, it's the safest, the fastest, the most satisfying results. Now, this is all by Joseph B. Levine. He's the founder of Glow Science. He is created this system called Glow. We've been using it for some time. It really works wonderful. It's a take-home system. You either have an in-office feature or you have with a light and trays at home. And you can also, if you don't want to do that, you can have the at-home system of the Glow with a light at home as well. And all this without tooth sensitivity. So this works. The Glow system has really been a nice improvement. And Dr. Levine did a great job of building this system for effectiveness and comfort for the patient. And so this gives you a pretty good understanding, I think. And your best option is to have a in-office treatment with a take-home system. If that doesn't work for you, you can have the options that we described. I want you to be aware of, if you use an over-the-counter system, you can really be disappointed because there are no safeguards, and there's a lot to this. And being able to keep the material of the concentration, because there are all kinds of concentrations of the hydrogen peroxide. There's 35% on down. And all of these concentrations have advantages and disadvantages. And then you have to have a delivery system, a closed system that's got to be able to keep that hydrogen peroxide gel on the teeth for a certain amount of time. Otherwise, you're not going to get the effect that you want, and you can spend a lot of money and still not get the effect that you want. So whitening is a wonderful option, whether it be in office or in office and take home or just take home. I hope this gives you some idea about the advantages and disadvantages of the different systems available. And it's such a wonderful thing. People love it when they get their teeth whitened, especially after their teeth have aged. And even teenagers, if they're born with dark teeth, it's a remarkable thing for them to have their teeth whitened. So I hope that gives you an idea. Now, there's an important point here. That finishes my segment on whitening. You can call our office and get more information. Office of Dr. Staffel and McLinn, the number is 210-341-2569. Priscilla or Beth can answer all your questions on the whitening. And this is a good time with the graduations, Mother's Day, weddings, to think about gifts for people and doing something that they will really feel good about themselves when their teeth are whitened. Now, I just wanted to bring a fact, ending the program. We're about to finish up here. My eye physician, my eye surgeon, Dr. Kristen Held, was in the other day in my office, and I asked her about age-related macular degeneration. And my question was, because I was under the impression that this could be helped with vitamins. So I said, are vitamins of value to macular degenerations? And a new study focuses on macular degeneration, which is a widespread vision disorder in the elderly. Anybody older than 65, he or she has a 30% chance of suffering from age-related macular degeneration, a potentially blinding and life-changing eye condition. For instance, this disorder prevents many seniors from just driving automobiles. So her answer was yes. Studies found that patients at risk for developing advanced form of advanced macular degeneration or age-related macular degeneration lowered their risk by about 25% when treated with a high-dose combination of vitamin C, vitamin E, beta-carotene, and zinc. And age-related macular degeneration is predicted to increase by more than 50% by the year 2020, substantially increasing the societal health burden. So, we get a lot of negatives about vitamins from the medical community, but it's more and more, especially since vitamin B12, vitamin D, and now vitamins for age-related macular degeneration. Vitamins are showing their great, great value. Thank you so much for listening. I'll have another show next week, of course. And remember, teeth are the ultimate accessory. Brush your teeth at night, live longer. Brush your teeth at night, floss, live longer. Brush your teeth at night, floss, and see your dentist twice a year and live longer still. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Staffel. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.